We're talking about the words of Jesus. You know, words have power. Ultimately, it will be the words of Jesus that separates all of humanity. Jesus says, you can confess me. You can call me Lord. It's not our words. It's not even our mighty works. It's a law court scene. There's a jury, there's a judge. We are in the dock. We're standing as the one who is waiting for the verdict. And you're going to hear one of two statements. You're going to hear, I know you. Or you're going to hear, you know, I never really knew you. Each of us are going to hear one of those two statements, which will seal our fate for all eternity. There's no appeal. There's no recourse. It will be the words of Jesus. Can we know with certainty now which of those two phrases we are going to hear? Every tree is going to be evaluated according to what fruit it produced. So what's the evidence that we can know which of those two phrases we're going to hear? Do you admire this teaching? Highest ethical teaching on the planet. I admire that. Do you agree with this teaching? Do you accept this teaching? Do you understand this teaching? Are these the people that are going to benefit from these words? Jesus says, therefore you've heard the sermon. Now let's see who's heard it correctly. It's not who accepts. It's not who admires. It's not who understands. Those who have acted on it. Therefore, whoever's heard these words of mine and act on them, that is a sensible man building his house on a rock. These are the ones that will hear, I know you. You know if you admire these words, you might even accept these words. But you also know if you act on them. The Lord knows those who are His. He knows you. Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord must turn from unrighteousness. We're talking about the words of Jesus. You know it, don't you?